Wait, an update on fucking Oxycontin John's sister? What happened to Oxycontin John's sister? Hello?
Hello. Hello, I'm here.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Marnie. This is John's little sister.
Oh, you are John's... Okay, sorry.
I should say younger sister, because there's nothing about me that's little. But...
Aw.
Yeah, that's okay. I just wanted to call and give you guys an update of what's going on with him.
Okay.
And to... We got a phone call last week that there was a potential liver. He did not get it. But the good news is we now know where he is on the list. He's near the top of the list. So we walked away knowing that. He's fighting every day and doing pretty well. And, you know, that's obviously because of you. And
how long does he have to wait until he can get it?
Well, you know, that's nobody can tell us that. That's
how does that work?
That's why we never knew where he was on the list, because, of course, the first thing is, sadly, somebody else has to die.
Oh.
Then they have to be a donor, and then they have to be the right blood type. And John has type O blood, which is the universal donation blood. He can give blood to anybody, but it works the reverse in receiving. He can only receive a liver from somebody that has type O blood.
Shit.
So, and then, of course, when they do get, you know, somebody does pass away and then they find out they are a donor, then they have to see if that person's liver is even viable. So there's a lot of pieces to this, and we've not known, you know, where he stands until last week. And so that's the good news. The good news is hopefully it'll be sooner than later, because as you guys know, he's in the hospital all the time. And so I wanted to call and update everybody on that. And I wanted to ask if it was okay. He's got a lot of people that email him and talk to him on Twitter about how they can help. And he's inspired several people, again, because of you, to go to rehab themselves. So, and a lot of people want to help him in whatever way they can. And he's on like 13 different medications every day.
Man.
And once he gets the liver, we already spend several hundred dollars a month in prescriptions and doctor visits and all that stuff that the insurance doesn't cover. Once he gets the liver, the anti-rejection meds are going to be into the thousands a month. So it becomes even more expensive than it already is. So I set up a blog page. I did a blog instead of a web page. That way it was free. But I set up a blog page, and I want to kind of give you guys that address. And there's directions on there for people. If they want to donate, they can donate through PayPal, or they could send checks or money orders or what, however they want to do it. But a lot of people have been asking for it, so I finally finished it over the weekend. So is it okay if I give you guys that address?
Of course.
It's the number 4. And then OxyJohn, OxyJohn, the 4oxyjohn.blogspot.com. And you'll see pictures
you
of
got
him
that,
on
dude?
There.
I got that. The number 4oxyjohn.blogspot.com.
Yes.
Can you tweet that, dude?
I will do that.
There, you can see he wanted to write an intro, so we did that at the top of the page. This is not going to be a blog site where people can comment and everything, because I wanted the information to always stay on the page without getting moved down and people have to go search for it. So if you want to talk to him, it's got his email address on there. It's got his Twitter account. There's a link to his Twitter page. I also put a link to Ellis's Twitter page and Ellis's Facebook page. So, you know, for anybody who wants to do anything, it's really appreciated. The family is, we're all doing what we can, but it's just really expensive. And he's, you know, obviously can't work. So his wife is trying to support a family of 4 and a secretary's salary. Not easy to do. So, but, and I wanted to say, I called a couple years ago when he was there after he went to rehab.
Yeah.
And okay, I can't cry.
You're on.
I know. He wouldn't be here today without you.
Just hang in there, alright?
From the bottom of my heart, I thank you.
You're welcome.
I thank all his fans, all the Ellis family. You know, sometimes I think you all are more support to him than the regular family. You all have kind of gone through this with him, and it really makes his day. And the last time he was in the hospital, his computer had broken, and we didn't want him to be disconnected from you guys. So my sister went and bought him a new computer so he can keep in touch.
Is he listening right now?
I don't know if he's listening. If he is, I have one thing to say to him.
What?
Hey, motherfucker!
Yeah, I was going to say, fuck you, John, you big fag.
So, yeah, if everybody, you know, anything anybody can do to help, and it's hard to ask for help. It's hard for him. It's hard for all of us to ask for help, especially when you've received so much already. But we want to keep this going. We got to keep him steady and healthy until the liver does come around. So we have a long road ahead, but he's doing pretty well.
All right, well, he's got a cool sister. You can tell by that. So hey,
we also sent a giant box of stuff out.
You did?
They can use for auctioning off for help them pay the medical bills and stuff. That should be there tomorrow, I believe.
Okay, I was going to ask about that because
it's on its way.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
Okay.
Well, have a good day. Thanks for the call.
You guys.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.